Hello there, this is Married to Muth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying for you every single day according to Scripture, especially right now going through the book of Acts. It's so exciting. It reads like an adventure novel. So this podcast is brought to you by my Etsy store. So you can go to etsy.com/shop/MarriedToMuthArt, and there's all sorts of prints that are available. So if you want a signed print, you can get that. Different cards and greeting cards, and that's kind of the thing that I'm concentrating on right now, is trying to create a line of cards. And these would be absolutely a lot of them have scripture on them, of course, and they are unique. No one else has them, and so if you want to send your friend a card, this would be a really great option for you. All right, so thanks so much for being with me today. I'm so blessed by you, and I applaud your desire to be loved and prayed for this way through the scriptures. We are in Acts chapter 12, verses 12 through 17, and we have left Peter. He has now escaped with the help of an angel, and he's standing out in the street. This is in the Voice translation. Peter immediately rushed over to the home of a woman named Mary. Mary's son, John Mark, would eventually become an important associate of the apostles. A large group had gathered there to pray for Peter and his safety. He knocked at the outer gate, and a maid, Rhoda, answered. She recognized Peter's voice, but she was so overcome with excitement that she left him standing on the street and ran inside to tell everyone. Rhoda said, "Our prayers were answered. Peter is at the front gate." The praying believer said, "Rhoda, you're crazy." Rhoda said, "No, Peter's out there. I'm sure of it." The praying believer said, "Well, maybe it's his guardian angel or something." And at this time, all this time, Peter was still out on the street knocking on the gate. Finally, they came and let him in. Of course, the disciples were stunned, and everyone was talking all at once. Peter motioned for them to quiet down and then told them the amazing story of how the Lord engineered his escape. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for the exuberance of Rhoda. Thank you for how no one really kind of believed her. Thank you that Peter's just out there knocking, knocking, knocking. He's like, "I finally escaped and no one's going to let me in. This is so strange." So I just love the kind of the slapstick of this particular event, but what it really means is that you are one who delivers your children. And Lord, I can't know the whys, and I don't know your heart necessarily or your mind perfectly, of course, because I'm just a human. So I can't prescribe or understand why you deliver some and not deliver others. I will understand your plan on the other side, but I pray that you would give us patience and just wisdom to know that you are in control of this world and your plan will make sense someday. Because Lord, that's what it all means. We're praying every day on this podcast, and sometimes it seems or appears like you're not answering our prayers. And so Lord, help us to have the kind of faith that believes that you are the God who loves his children and answers prayer, even when we've waited a really long time to receive an answer. In this case, Lord, we see an immediate answer, pretty immediate. It doesn't say how long that this took, but Peter is certainly delivered from prison. He is certainly delivered from this terrible fate. And I, of course, am praying that for those listening today, that if they're in the middle of a prison of their own, maybe it's an addiction that they've been battling for 2 decades and they cannot seem to let go of it. Lord, one of the things I learned recently about idolatry and addiction, which can be a form of that, is that in order to overcome something, we have to worship something greater. So when we're enslaved to something, it's really that we're worshiping it. And so in order to move forward, we have to worship that which is greater. So Lord, we choose today to turn our eyes away from the thing that we're worship, whether that's security or money or perfect health or perfect family, the way we want them to be, whatever we have thought in our life that would make us truly happy. We've worshiped at that altar. Lord, we turn away from that, and we understand that nothing on this earth can satisfy us like you. So we turn toward you and we worship you, the one true God, King of kings, Lord of lords, Master of masters, and we praise you and we worship you. Give us a time today, I pray, that you that we could just spend some time worshiping you and loving you well, to turn our affections away from our appetites and toward you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Grateful for you. And I do pray that you would be set free today, set gloriously free. And if that happens, and if the Lord answers that prayer, would you let me know? You can email me at mary@marydemuth.com. Thanks so much.